This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Well, October 16th, not too far away, that is World Spine Day. What does that mean? What's it all about? Well, here to tell us all about it is Dr. Warren Hollis, who is a partner of Perth Chiropractic. Dr. Hollis, thank you for being here.
Yes, great, Bob. Thanks for having me today.
So World Spine Day, what is it?
So it's one day a year, every year, of course, October 16th, where professionals like ourselves, chiropractors, reach out to the public to raise awareness on how important it is to maintain spinal health. And of course, that can be done in a number of ways. But one of my little stories I always like to share, Bob, is if you were to go up to the average person on the street and say to them, you know, what do? You take care of your teeth? They say, well, geez, you know, I brush, I probably floss, and I go to the dentist. And then if you in turn turn around and said, well, what do to take care of your spine? You probably get a fairly blank look and a bit of a silent pause. So we're trying to get people to realize that, you know, if you do want that spine to last you, 70, 80, 90 years and hopefully beyond, you probably will need to do some things to take care of it. So we're trying to raise awareness of the importance of that. Another little thing I often say to my patients, and that is you can't expect to be healthy at 75 if you wait till 74 to start. So we feel it's, again, important that people understand that. One of the key things in spinal health is, A, first being aware and realizing that you do need to make an effort towards it, and that one of the key elements is simply movement. Everybody aware, we have a world where many people, just through their daily activities, don't have the opportunity to move, whether it's sitting at a desk or working at a workstation or an assembly line. Those things can be very detrimental to our health. In fact, parts of our spine, the little cushions that keep us going every day, are known to be actually much drier by the end of the day, particularly if we're sitting, than they are first thing in the morning when we start the day. And these things over time can accumulate and really cause, in many cases, premature wear. So we're trying to help people understand that movement is just absolutely key to making sure that we can stay moving in our later years as well.
You make a great point about, you know, your story about the teeth versus your back. And every part of your body is important, but your back carries a huge load. And, you know, I'm speaking to you now and I'm very, very much aware of whether I'm slouching or if I'm sitting straight up and all that, because you've put it in my head. Right. And I know certain things that I have to do to maintain my back health. Why is it that, you know, we don't hear about this more? Why do we need October 16th? But taking care of your spine should be just as common as taking care of your skin or your teeth, as you mentioned.
Yeah, well, again, back to my previous comment, Bob's, I once again say, if your spine gave you bad breath, you probably would take care of it. But the reality of it is, we often do have that attitude in our health in general, that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or if it doesn't hurt, it must therefore be okay. But unfortunately, the reality is spinal pain is actually the leading cause of lives lived with disability in the world. So it has a very significant impact of lost days of work, and of course, inconvenience to lifestyle and family. So you're right. Unfortunately, again, we don't tend to think of it until we really almost have to. But then, of course, we really do care. Pain is a wonderful motivator.
It is, and that's what I was going to talk about next and get you to comment on, because when you injure your back, it can be doing something completely simple, or it can be straining it and not knowing how to lift or lifting too much weight. It could be because of an impact. There's so many different ways that you can hurt your back, and the pain can really linger, and it can become a lifetime affliction.
Yeah, very much can, Bob, unfortunately. It's sometimes does come as a surprise. Really probably a small portion of the people who come to see us as chiropractors really are aware of the event that they've done to maybe cause the pain or the hurt or the pinched nerve, the sciatic that we all hear about down the back of the leg. That isn't maybe as common as you would think, but these things do happen. Unfortunately, accidents occur, whether the motor vehicle or, workplace. But really the vast majority of people, often it is the simple little activities of daily life. It's the 1,000th golf swing or the 10th shovel of gravel or, you know, these little things that just sort of build up over time, you know, again, using those dental analogies, probably sort of like the plaque on the teeth. so often people, you know, do things that they've done many, many times before without issue. And then the, you know, again, the one time all of a sudden they realize there has been a cumulative stress on the spine. The spine's finally speaking up and saying, enough is enough. You got to take care of me.
Yeah, indeed. When it comes to things that we can do on a day-to-day basis, I know you've mentioned move several times. What else can we be doing to sort of promote our own better back health?
So hydrate is absolutely key. Water is great for every part of our body, and the spine is one of them. So making sure that we are drinking adequate amounts of fluids, particularly water, is always the best. And that is absolutely critical for making sure that we don't have injuries, both of the spine as well as ligaments and tendons through our legs, arms as well. And then, of course, you know, the lifestyle things that we all know about. Being overweight does not help anybody. You know, the more your spine has to carry, of course, the harder it works. And then the other one that I think is sometimes maybe a surprise is smoking is surprisingly hard on a person's spine. It's been shown to increase the rate at which the cushions in the spine degenerate as well. So some of those things that we're probably all aware of, but we don't necessarily attribute them back to our spine as well. So those are key. And then, of course, as you said, you know, movement of any type. We really encourage people at least every hour to move, even if it's very, very briefly. And if you do have the opportunity, and not everybody does, but even to move to what we call dynamic sitting. So this is, you know, where some people will sit on a gym ball or these little rubber discs that make us even move around in the simplest motions, like reaching for our phone or microphone or whatever that might be. So those little efforts make a difference as well. But absolutely simply getting up and going. And then I think, you know, lots of people recognize that when you're doing simple things like raking, and 'tis the season, that sometimes just simply switching sides, trying to rake the other way, as awkward as it sometimes feels, just changing things up can be very, very helpful in preventing injury.
If anyone was looking for more information, are there any resources that come to mind for you?
Yeah, so certainly, again, there is the worldspineday.org website. We offer information on our website as well, because we are firm believers that self-care is absolutely important. So perthchiropractic.ca. And then, of course, the Ontario Chiropractic Association, their website is also full of very useful tips and information on movement and things that we've talked about today.
Dr. Hollis, thank you so much for speaking to us about World Spine Day and spine health in general. World Spine Day is October 16th. It's been a pleasure, sir.
Thank you, Bob. It's always nice talking to you.
Our guest today on In Focus, Dr. Hollis, of course, a partner of Perth Chiropractic. We've been talking about World Spine Day. Thanks so much for listening. We'll do it all again tomorrow. I'm Bob Perreault.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at landmarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.